Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. Unless you've been living in the cave, you know that Super Bowl is in Minneapolis on Sunday, and a bunch of festivities, events down at the Minneapolis-St. Paul area this past week. And we have some local people from Appleton, Barry and Joan Foost. They're over there, and Joan joins me on the phone right now. And Joan, how's this going?
Oh, it's been such a blast. It just has, it's been a once-in-a-lifetime experience that I'm really glad that we have been able to be participants of.
Yeah. Now, before the Super Bowl committee, I guess they asked for, you know, thousands of volunteers. It takes a huge effort. Tell us a little bit about how you and Barry got involved in that.
Well, it was after the Super Bowl last year, and I saw some ads where they announced that Chad Greenway was going to be the honorary captain of Crew 52. So he put out ads looking for 10,000 volunteers, and if you were interested, to go online and fill out an application. So Barry and I did that, and then they sent us an email back accepting us to that and asking us if we would like to be captains, and we said, sure. So last spring then, we went down there and got trained to do our captain positions, which means that we are in charge, each shift we work, we are in charge of about 50 volunteers. And on Super Bowl Live downtown on Nicollet Mall, there's all these zones that they put out, like a block that we're in charge of, and then we place volunteers around in that area to help visitors with questions and things like that.
Okay. Yeah, I know you know Chad Greenway very well, and so I'm sure you've run into him this week, and he's a busy guy too.
He's been really busy. No, I actually have not ran into him yet, but I'm hoping to here soon.
All right. Well, actually, tell us a little bit about you're kind of volunteering for Crew 52, but you're also working for the NFL. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
With the Crew 52 part, there's, I should say, too, that there was 30,000 applicants to be volunteers.
Wow.
And of that, when they were looking for captains, they narrowed it down to about 1,400 people that they invited to this to be interviewed to be captains, and they only really hired 400 captains. So we made the cut pretty good there.
It's like making a football team, right?
Yeah.
What's the responsibilities of a captain?
Just being in charge of leading
a group of
people?
Like I said, a group of
people and answering their questions and helping them do their job.
Oh, good.
So, and the other thing was with that, then we all summer and fall were down there helping them interview the rest of the 10,000. So that's what the captains did. They helped them interview them.
Then
with that group, the NFL contacted the head person of this Crew 52 looking for people because they need people to work. So they sent that out to us and asked us if we'd be interested in working for the NFL paid positions. So we said, sure, we'll do that. So we were at the Excel Center Monday night. It was the kick and their media night.
Right.
So I opened the door at the Excel Center handing out the swag and the radios, and Barry worked the media doors helping where the players and all the media people came through for that thing.
Wow.
And then we'll work Sunday. We don't know yet. We find out tonight whether we are working inside the stadium or outside the stadium, but we work game day too.
Oh, wow. That's exciting, huh?
Yeah, because the part with the Crew 52 volunteer part, they told us right away that is not the NFL, that is the city of Minneapolis, and we would not be able to go to the game.
Oh, okay.
So that's just the city of Minneapolis-St. Paul putting on the 10 days right. of events leading up to it.
So what do all these volunteers, just give us an example of a few things that they're responsible for.
Well, they have, they're stationed all over the cities. There's volunteers at the hotels, at the airports, skyways, Super Bowl Live, and basically like this, for instance, the Skyway volunteers are parked at various places all over to help people navigate their way through the Skyway system.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. And answer questions about where to go and stuff like that. Okay.
Yep, and the hotel volunteers, you know, people will ask, you know, where's a good place to eat, or, you know, where can I find this? And so they're just really there to be wayfinders is what they call them.
Okay, good. To talk about your experience this past week, though, at Nicollet Mall, I know I saw Barry on Care 11 with Belinda Jensen one night. Talk about all
yeah.
that.
Yeah, like I said, it's been really, really fun. That their warming house and where they're broadcasting from is right on the street that we're managing or whatever, and so she asked Barry to get a couple of volunteers. She wanted to do an interview, so he said he could get her a couple of volunteers, and he did, and then he started to walk away, and she said, no, I want to talk to you too. So that's how that happened. And he was caught by the media Monday night too. He was helping open doors and like I said, guiding the players and all the media in these doors, and he didn't know it, but he was on TV that night too,
oh,
I guess.
Wow. Yeah, so have you run into any famous people then, or have you seen some football players? I'm sure you have.
Yep, the thing with Super Bowl Live, and they're really good, and at the Mall of America in different places, is they are for sure the Vikings players. They have them all over downtown doing appearances and taking pictures and just getting really involved with the fans and the visitors and things there. So I saw Stefon Diggs and Kyle Rudolph, and Sleep Number has a virtual reality booth next to us, and I watched Brad Paisley in there play virtual reality football. And so, yeah, there's so many people all over. You really got to go down there. It's really fun, and most of the stuff is free.
Yeah. That's what people have been saying. Most of the stuff is free. And
there's
things at the convention center and the zip line. A lot of people are talking about the zip line.
Yep. They only sold 10,000 tickets for that, and it sold out within the first couple days.
Oh, wow. Okay. Safety, do you feel safe down there? I know there's a lot of security.
There is, and I want a huge shout-out to the law enforcement and our local National Guard members. It's just phenomenal with the job that they're doing down there, and I feel so safe down there. I'm not worried at all, and it really was one of my concerns when I signed up for this.
Right.
So I just want to say thank you to all those people out there.
Yep, you bet. I know if you're a volunteer or working for the NFL, you get some like gift bags, or I saw you with your bright blue coats on. Talk about that.
Yep, that was our kit that they gave us. They equipped us with parkas and scarves, hats, mittens, backpacks.
Wow.
They've taken very, very good care of us. Even though we're not getting paid, we're getting paid and rewarded in a lot of other ways.
Mm-hmm.
They fed us really well, and
They
take really good care of us.
Good. Sounds fun, Joan.
Yep, it has been a blast. So I do encourage anybody, if you've got time, to go down there. And believe it or not, the travel down there, traffic has not been bad. I think a lot of people are using the public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the businesses down there have asked their employees to stay home and work for home this week. So
the
traffic has been very manageable, and parking has been really easy. So
good.
I'd encourage people to go if they can.
Have you met some? I'm sure people from all over the world come, and it's just going to get a bit crazier and crazier right up to kickoff time, I would guess, huh?
Have you met
some people?
Oh, met lots of people from all over, especially during the interview process this summer. The amazing people out there.
All right, good. Well, I hope you get inside the stadium for Super Bowl then. The game.
I will, and I'll shoot you some pictures if I do.
You do that. All right, take care of Barry too then. Don't make sure he doesn't get lost.
You know, that's the biggest job of all that I have.
I believe that. All right, thanks, Joan. Appreciate you filling us in, and have fun the rest of the weekend.
Paul.
Who are you picking for the Super Bowl?
You
got a favorite?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay. All right, thanks, Joan.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Yeah. That's Joan Foost, along with Barry Foost, down there at the Cities for the Super Bowl this weekend.